Hi, this is Dan, a family man working within media in the land of smiles, a country where you are never surprised at what may happen next. You're listening to Dan About Thailand podcast in association with the Riviera Group, Pattaya's number one multi-award winning developer. Hello, so I'm Dan Cheeseman and I'm behind Dan About Thailand. This is my pilot podcast, so it's really a test to get a feel for how this platform works. Yes, I know it's been around for years, but I've only just turned my sights to it after recently starting blogging and really with a motive to understand how influence marketing works against traditional media. So what I hope to cover is some of my travels and stories. I head up the largest foreign media group in Thailand, which includes Thai Visa. So I hope there's plenty of interesting insight and you'll follow me on the journey, whichever platform you decide. So today I really just went to read through one of my old blogs that I wrote last year, and it was a vision of Pattaya in 2028, somewhat written tongue in cheek, but maybe, just maybe, there's some truth to this. Do follow me and give me some feedback as well. Really the central hub to everything I do is on danaboutthailand.com. Okay, so Pattaya is many things to many people, and in a recent poll among expats, when asked if Pattaya is getting worse or better, it was a bit like Brexit. 49% better versus 51% worse. So why is this view on Pattaya so polarized? The expat community and tourist dynamics at play, even 5 years ago, don't exist today. And without question, Pattaya has changed. So this got me daydreaming and surmising different scenarios. What Pattaya may look like 10 years from now in 2028. Now, of course, the path is not linear, and there's many factors and influences from technology to local and global politics that play a role on this. So let's just take this futuristic jump on Beach Road just by Walking Street. Well, not the Walking Street that we once knew and loved. Walking Street now is a beautiful promenade walk with one side overlooking the bay, as one side of this street no longer exists. The go-go bar is no longer there. Pattaya is now far more Western in terms of trying to chase a different tourist. There are plenty of Chinese restaurants catering for both tour groups and the Chinese traveller now travelling alone. 70% of Pattaya's tourist is Chinese, 25% Indian and 5% other. Yes, I'm a minority in Pattaya now. But these Chinese and Indian travellers have lots of money. And why wouldn't they? As they're the emerging middle class of 2017. Now, that's fully emerged 10 years later. Thais like these tourists. They spend good money and they have decent manners. How things have changed. It's not uncommon now to see electric cars driving along Beach Road, and the tram system loop from Beach Road around Second Road has just recently been implemented. And it's proving a revelation. That, along with the new high-speed train from Bangkok, where Bangkokians can arrive in Pattaya in 35 minutes, has transformed Pattaya. The relative property slump of 2017 seems a distant dream, with Bangkokian commuters choosing now to live in Pattaya and travel to work every day on the train. After all, why wouldn't they take that option to live by the coast with cool breeze and fresh air? Absolutely polarized difference to what the case is in Bangkok, where it's hot and the air doesn't move. Property prices have increased, and the single unit boom of what we saw 15 years ago from the single male expat who lived alone, well, they're being converted into one and two bedroom apartments to cater for the Bangkok Thai wanting a bigger place to live. There's now a scramble for the best apartments, as following the Chinese government's relaxation of laws, getting money out of their country since 2020 is much easier, and it means they're now buying up much more property than ever seen before. And you remember those Russians? Well, they're back buying property again. Now that the ruble has fully recovered following the disastrous Trump legacy, in which allowed the Russians to get a better foothold in global politics and see all trading sanctions removed. Bangkok continues to grow as the hub for travellers, and this has seen further overspill into a stretched Pattaya, which has seen the suburban crawl past Bangsarai, mainly due to the international Utapao airport now seeing direct flights from as far as the UK now. As for the retired expat of 10 years ago, even with the complete relaxation of visa restrictions, most have now left, either pushed from economic restraints or moved to Cambodia or the Philippines, which are now pretty much what Pattaya was like back in 2017. No wonder us expats of 2017 are so divided on whether Pattaya will be better or worse going into the future. As the message is this, it's going to be better for some, but there's also going to be some casualties and be worse for others. Right, I think I'm going to wrap it up now. This was my pilot for my first podcast. Do get back to me. Like I said, you can check me out either on website, Dan About Thailand, Facebook, YouTube, and now my podcast. Bye for now.